Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at my website, allbook-books.com. The topic today is censored. And I want to draw attention to two websites. One is my go-to for finding out news with regard to Native peoples, and that website is called Censored News. And the other one I just know about, and having seen it occasionally, they do like their top stories of the year, and they have a book. It's called Project Censored, the news that didn't make the news. Now, what is censored? Well, looking at the etymology around the 5th century BC, Roman magistrate who took censuses and oversaw public manners and morals. So typically it's coming from the top down powers that be. Interestingly, there is actually another root that goes farther back to Sanskrit, which says recites praises, song of praise. So that's interesting. The modern context that we are used to things and information being squelched is from the vantage point of the Roman magistrate, and someone in a position of power deciding what's good or bad, or what's appropriate or not. And that's the sticking point now as to why certain news is so overlooked, or why, even though things get denied, my go-to quote on the topic is from a Vietnam vet named Mike Hastie, H-A-S-T-I-E, and he wrote this in an article, My Lai Massacre 49 Years Later. Here's the quote: "Our society is never part of that healing because they don't want to hear the truth. And of course, you have to ask why. They do not want to feel the shame, the national shame, because it is so frightening. If they were to feel that shame, they would have to redefine their entire lives. In the end, I came to realize that whenever the truth threatens one's core belief system, there is an urgent need to deny its reality. That is why denial becomes a sacred cow." End quote. So many years ago, I came across the site Censored News, which is hosted, and the editor is Brenda Norell, and she does a wonderful job. It's my go-to site. There are many Native sites about Native news and what's going on from a Native vantage point, more than I would know. but hers is very informative, and she began as a reporter at Navajo Times during the 18 years that she lived at the Navajo Nation. She was a stringer for AP and USA Today, and later traveled with the Zapatistas through Mexico. She has been blacklisted by all the mainstream media for 14 years. And by the way, because I know she's particular about anything being copied or reprinted from her site, and rightly so, I told her I wanted to mention her in my podcast, and so asked if that was okay, and she said yes. Some of the highlights that I have gotten over the years of reading her news reports and posts, the Zapatistas, the original peoples, one of the original peoples of Mexico, along with learning about their people and their culture, just some of the, as a writer, some of the best writing I have ever read. It's like very enjoyable, creative writing while talking about some serious stuff. So I always look forward to the reports from the Zapatistas. Another story that's been featured over the years is, I'm not sure of the pronunciation, but the Tohono O'odham Nation that lives, their original lands are on the border of, border of U.S. Mexico, and there are spy towers. Israel, Elbit, an Israeli company, And there are spy towers that they literally get spied on, and checkpoints and this and that. So you can, all these things you can find out more. I'm just mentioning briefly, as is the way of this podcast in general. Other highlights in the news in the past year have been the residential school grave sites in U.S. and Canada from the boarding school system. Many articles about the frontline protectors, various Latin American people who, and a wave of assassinations. Colombia, the country of Colombia, is especially noted. Also, the Navajo, or as they call themselves, the Diné. Another is a headline: the Navajo government ignores most desperate Diné as coronavirus spreads, fails to distribute $2 billion in federal virus relief. So, you know, you get the news where sometimes the natives, a phrase that I have learned, a corporate Indians, sometimes the natives have, some of the natives have sold out to other powers and betray their own people. So that's, you get the honest censored news. That's the simplest way to say it. So that's a site I check virtually every day. And one of the things that stands out in my mind is that sometimes when I mention native issues to other people and who aren't that familiar, and a common response is, oh, it was terrible. Isn't it terrible what was done? Because they think of the hundreds of years old history, and, you know, reading current events is the clearest way to realize that while there has been in many areas a lot of progress and a lot of positive signs, that it's not, in many instances, it's not was done, it's still being done. And that is the seriousness of what needs to be addressed and looked at. So that's why I wanted to, one of the reasons I wanted to feature and mention her site for those who are wanting to learn more, or oblivious, or never heard of, because it's off the mainstream. And then the other site, Project Censored, again, I rarely check this site, but I've seen the name a bunch of times, and I think yearly they list their top censored stories. So again, it's just a way to check in with what is flying off or under the radar of the mainstream news, which is essentially corporate run news, so you're not going to get the full story. So you can check out projectcensored.org, or Censored News is at letters B as in boy, SNORRELL.blogspot.com. BSNORRELL.blogspot.com. And contributions are a help to help with basic costs and equipment, travel, all the website costs and tech stuff, and prices go up. So I know that sending a few bucks to Censored News is a huge help. And also, I noticed on her, on the Censored News website, a quote that I love: "O friend, in the garden of thy heart, plant naught but the rose of love, and from the nightingale of affection and desire, loosen not thy hold." All right, thank you very much for listening. Have a good one. Be well.